بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. It is only through the father and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala has given us the opportunity of reciting or listening to Surah Yasin Sharif and the Durood and Salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have mentioned so many times previously Surah Yasin is the heart of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfills our different hajat and needs that we have when we recite Surah Yasin, and there's so many other blessings. And on the Friday especially, we are told in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should increase our durood and salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single day we should recite durood and salat upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But on a Friday, we are asked to increase the amount of durood that we recite upon Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then we have sat here to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala make our sitting here accepted in His sight. May Allah ta'ala make it a means of our hidayat. Undoubtedly we are going through difficult times. Different type of problems we face every single day. And therefore we have come here again to cleanse and purify our hearts. To make the dhikr of Allah, which is saqalatul qulub, which is the polish of the heart. And this polish purifies the heart. It shines the heart. It removes the filth that has clogged our heart, that has corroded our heart, that has rusted our heart, that has made our heart heavy. So by taking the name of Allah in the most beautiful way, having concentration on the greatness of Allah, the azmat of Allah, the kibriya of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the grandeur of Allah, the mercy of Allah, the power of Allah, the might of Allah, that there is no other Allah besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no other ilah, there is no other deity besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And only Allah is worthy of being worshipped. Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi, he used to say, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question a believer. Al-Abdu al-Mu'min yuqafu bayna yaday Allahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. He say a believer will be presented before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will ask him that, did you make my ibadat with others who are making my ibadat? He would say, yes Allah. Allah will say, did you supplicate to me whilst others were making dua to me? He will say, yes Allah. Then Allah will say, did you remember me when others were remembering me? He will say, yes Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, according to Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then tell him, innaka lam tadhkurni fi mawtinin qattu illa dhakartuka fihi. And oh my banda, whenever you remembered me in any place, I also remembered you. That is why Allah Ta'ala says, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ. You remember me, and I will remember you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell him, whenever you made a dua, I answered your dua. Thabit Bunani rahmatullah then explains the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when a person makes dua to Allah, then sometimes whatever he has asked Allah, Allah gives him immediately. Whatever dua he made to Allah, Allah gives him whatever he wants. And there are many times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes a calamity that was going to befall this person on account of a dua that he made. Even though he did not make dua for removal of any calamity, he made dua for some dunya thing. He perhaps made dua to Allah, that Allah grant me a beautiful car or a beautiful home. But Allah Ta'ala, that dua that this person made for a home or a car, Allah Ta'ala accepted the dua in which way? That Allah removed a calamity that was going to afflict him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, other times Allah stores that dua for him as a provision in the hereafter. That when he goes before Allah, he will see so much of dua stacked there in blessings, in form of sawab. Ya Allah, what is all this? Allah will say, in the dunya you made dua, I accepted it, I did not give you that particular thing you asked for immediately, neither did I give you later on, but I store it here in the hereafter as a form of blessing and sawab, which he will appreciate tremendously then. Hazrat Thabit Bunani rahmatullahi in another riwayat he mentions, he says that inna ahla dhikri yadhkuruna ila Allah, that the people of dhikr, those who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they sit in the gathering of dhikr and they say Allah, Allah, then when they have upon them sins kaamthalil jibal, like mountains, heavy as mountains, but when they make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, when they rise from that gathering, all those sins are forgiven. Allah ta'ala is so kind. Allah is so ghafur rahim. Allah gives us the opportunity to take His name. But respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters at home, I have now repeated almost every single majlis of dhikr that dhikrullah, dhikr majlis is not stipulated for a particular occasion or a particular night or a particular day. We should be making dhikr all the time. And dhikr is not only by means of our tongue, but also by means of our limbs. Our hands should be in obedience to Allah. Our eyes in obedience to Allah. Our feet obeying Allah. Our limbs, every different part of our body should do those things that pleases Allah. Then a person is known as a true dhakir. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala, he used to say that those people who keep their tongues moist with the dhikr of Allah, in dunya, person makes Allah, 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 then inshallah on the day of Qiyamah, he will enter Jannat smiling. May Allah ta'ala make us amongst those people who will enter Jannat smiling. May Allah ta'ala grant us His special mercy, His special nusrat, His gatherings we have, so that we learn how to make the dhikr of Allah, that we are reminded to make the dhikr of Allah. Otherwise, days go on. Days end in the week. Or the week passes. And weeks pass. And months pass. And we never take the name of Allah. We don't ever read one tasbih properly of Allah, Allah. Oh, la ilaha illallah. Oh, istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Oh, subhanallah, walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So we should become accustomed to making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past, people used to make thousands and thousands of dhikrullah per day. Oh, mashayikh, they've realized our weaknesses in these times. And they don't tell us to make lot of dhikr. No. We make little dhikr with concentration. But more importantly is that we should be true zakir in the sense that we don't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't commit zina with our eyes, with our limbs. We don't lie. We don't cheat. We don't abuse our tongues, we don't abuse our eyes, we don't abuse our hearing, our ears, and the different limbs that we have. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to keep our hearts shining and bright with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, kharaja ahlu dunya min ad-dunya. The people of dunya, whom Allah gave them plentiful of dunya, they leave this world, walam yadhuqu أطيب الشيء. They leave this world without tasting the most delicious of things. قالوا وما هي. So the people ask him, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullah, what are you talking about? The people of dunya, whom Allah has given so much of dunya, the rich, the opulent, they leave this dunya without tasting something which is so delicious and sweet. What is it? He said, ma'rifatullah, the recognition of Allah. So we have to gain the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The beginning step is to make the dhikr of Allah. To make tawbah istighfar. To shun all our sins. No matter what gunas we may have committed. Never lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah ta'ala is most forgiving. Allah is most merciful. The doors of tawbah are open. There's a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Very lengthy hadith. And just this part of the hadith, I will explain to you that the day Allah Ta'ala created the skies and the earth, Allah Ta'ala created a very huge, a very vast door in the skies towards the west. It is mentioned that this door is so wide, just the width of the door is such that a rider can travel on his horse for a period of 40 or 70 years. This is just the width of this door. And this door never gets closed until the day when the sun will rise from the west. When that will happen, then this door will close. And what is this door? The door of Tawbah. So we commit sins, but Allah is so forgiving. Allah wants us to turn to Him. Oh my Allah, I am weak, I am feeble. I slipped, I made a blunder, made a mistake. I committed zina, I lied, I cheated. I had an illicit relationship. I took drugs. I did this, I did that. Oh my Allah, I am making sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, I discarded my salat. I never had any salat. Years went by. I did not do this. I did not obey you. Ya Allah, you forgive me sincerely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the person. But Allah wants us to turn to Him. The doors of tawbah are wide open. It does not mean that we should deliberately commit sins and deliberately disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. We should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as human beings, we slip, we err. And Allah is so kind out of His mercy, Allah still picks us up. And Allah still gives us the chance to turn to Him and ask and seek pardon and forgiveness. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Recite Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله، لا نحصي ثناء عليك، أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم، جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا الله ہماری گناہوں کو معاف فرما، ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما، ہماری لغزشوں کو درگزر فرما. یا اللہ ہم مجرم ہیں، یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں، ہم گنہگار بندے ہیں، یا اللہ تو معاف فرما. یا اللہ یو فگیو اس مائی اللہ، یا اللہ یو فگیو اس مائی اللہ. یا اللہ ایوری سنگل سن وی کمیٹڈ مائی اللہ، وی ڈس اوبیڈ یو مائی اللہ، ان دا ڈارکنس آف دا نائٹ، ان براڈ ڈے لائٹ، ان پبلک، ان پرائیویسی مائی اللہ. یا اللہ وی کمیٹڈ گناز نوئنگلی ان نوئنگلی. یا اللہ فگیو اس مائی اللہ. Ya Allah, there is no other person who can forgive us, my Allah. And Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You are most kareem. Ya Allah, you are most generous, my Allah. You are most forgiving, most merciful, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Forgive us, our parents, our grandparents, our wives, our children, my Allah. Our progeny, my Allah. Our friends, our relatives, our musallis, muta'alliqeen, our mashayikh, our students, all those who are present here tonight, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters and brothers listening at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, where else can the ummah go to, my Allah? Ya Allah, we can only turn to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept our dhikr, my Allah. Accept our tilawat and durood we recited, my Allah. Give us more and more tawfiq of doing your ibadat, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing a'mal salihah. Ya Allah, protect us from nafs and shaitan. Ya Allah, protect us from evil company, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from drugs, my Allah. Especially our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from drugs, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from zina, my Allah. Protect us from riba, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from riya, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from, Ya Allah, from anger and pride and jealousy, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify our hearts. Ya Allah, ہماری دلوں کو مصفہ مجلہ مزکہ بنا. Ya Allah, you are Wahhab.
Ya Allah, grant us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't put us into any pareshani, my Allah. Pareshani ko dur farma. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, ya Allah. Whatever problems we have, financial, my Allah. Social problems, ya Allah. Domestic problems, my Allah. Ruhani problems, my Allah. Dunya, deen problems, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our difficulties, my Allah. اللهم كاشف الهم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاعها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله all those who are sick and ailing give them complete shifa my Allah all the marhumin give them jannatul firdaus my Allah Grant the family sabr jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a good mouth, my Allah. Ya Allah, just before we pass away, Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of doing such a beautiful action in your eyes, my Allah. That you are so happy and pleased with, my Allah. Ya Allah, and on that, Ya Allah, make our khatama come, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us mouth in Madina Sharif, baril jannatul baqi, the shafa'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The holy kuthur water from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak hands. Make all of us enter into Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect us from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, make our children become excellent huffab, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabeen, maqbuleen, my Allah. Bless all of us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb, yaqeen, your dhat. Give us the sweetness of iman, istiqamat and taqwa, halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our rozi, my Allah. Because use our halal and tayyib, rozi, my Allah, in the correct way also, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight and our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, Ya Allah, whatever tamanna and desires we have, Ya Allah, accept our tamanna and desire. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, hazirin, khaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. All those who requested duas, my Allah, answer all the duas, especially those who are sick in hospital and they requested duas. Ya Allah, give them complete shifa. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa tub alayna ya mawlana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati ma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.